This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
In our text today, Paul the Apostle is speaking concerning the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is a future time when God intervenes dramatically and directly in a world of affairs. Predicted and discussed often in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord will include both punishment and blessing. God will judge sin. He'll set up his eternal kingdom. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and for context sake, let's start at the beginning. Paul wrote, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need that anything be written to you, for you yourselves know as well as the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night." And now picking it up today in verse 3, "For when they are saying peace and safety, then suddenly destruction will come on them, like birth pains on a pregnant woman, and then there'll be no way of escape." Verse 4, "But you, brothers, aren't in darkness that day should overtake you like a thief." In our Living Bible version, picking up in verse 3, it says, "When people are saying all is well, everything is quiet and peaceful, then all of a sudden disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is born. And these people will not be able to get away anywhere. There'll be no place to hide. But dear brothers, you are not in the dark about these things, and you won't be surprised as by a thief when the day of the Lord comes." We as believers, we shouldn't be surprised at the return of Jesus Christ. In fact, we should live in great expectation every day of our lives. However, that being said, as we do approach the end, we're going to be facing greater and greater obstacles to true faithful living. Persecution and the lies that are coming at us, they're going to be coming more and more actually from within the greater church itself, from those who count themselves to be Christians, but they will be adopting more and more the ways and the positions of the world, and yet still attempting to somehow, I don't know, retain the title of Christian. James chapter 5 verse 3 speaks of how many in these last days will have laid up their treasure here on earth, their worldly treasure. Jude chapter 1 verse 18 says, quote, "In the last time there will be mockers walking after their ungodly lusts," end quote. 1 Timothy 4, Paul wrote then, he says, "But the Spirit says expressly that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, through the hypocrisy of men who speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron." What we are seeing today is an increasing in the living out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, where Paul wrote, "There is a form of godliness, but these who will have denied its power." And he warns us of these. They have a form of godliness, but have denied its power. Now, Paul goes on there in 2 Timothy to tell us that are still faithful anyway, to turn away from these people. The New Living Testament, again, that version renders this verse as, "They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly." So practically speaking, we see the onslaught today of what I would call consumer Christianity. We seem to be involved in the game of religion wherein it can bring us, and what it can bring us personally through social and political and psychological elements. Certainly gone, or at least departing, are the concepts of commitment and body life and community and loving and serving and discipleship. Even now, many of us are turning inward, becoming distracted by the shiny objects we find in the world, preoccupied with temporal pleasures and pursuits. Now we are far more interested in getting a husband or getting a wife than we are at serving God and serving the kingdom. We seem to be so distracted by vocations and possessions and politics and position. And even more so, we seem enamored with our own feelings and emotions more than we are for what God has instructed and what God has stated in His Word. Many of us, maybe even those of us who used to have time to serve God, have begun to set aside these things. Now, Instead, we want the things of the world more than to please God. We now fail to find joy and meaning in His presence any longer. So we have, as Paul said, turned our ears away from the truth and have turned aside to fables. 2 Timothy 4:4. And what seems to be the greatest coup in the history of Satan, through all of that, we still believe that all is well and that we're still children of God. In these last days, the world will be saying, peace and safety, all is well. And the Bible tells us then suddenly, destruction will be upon them. But gang, it doesn't have to be that way for those of us that are walking in the light. 2 Peter 1:3 reminds us that God has provided us with the divine power and direction so that we might have all things that pertain to life and godliness, quote unquote. Now, please note that such is not found out there, but rather through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and virtue. I wonder how many of us are saying we are today of the light, but truly we are living daily in the darkness. And we have to ask ourselves, will we be overtaken like a thief?
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.